Happy Monday morning. Welcome to Leftover Grounds. Thank God for Alejandro Mayorkas, the new U.S. DHS chief. He's reassured us that the border is closed. And it turns out that the individual who killed 8 people in Atlanta says the killings were not racially motivated, but due to a sex addiction. But still, they're racially motivated. And our most trusted advisor on COVID speaks with Rand Paul about why he still wears 2 masks after being vaccinated. So let's get into it.
President Biden, this is on the South Lawn just moments ago.
Are you thinking of going to the border?
At some point, I will, yes.
Do you want to see firsthand what's going on in those facilities?
I know what's going on in those facilities.
President, why do you think the message to the migrants telling them to stay home, to don't come now, why do you think that hasn't resonated yet? What more can be done, sir?
A lot more. We're in the process of doing it now, including making sure that we reestablish but existed before, which was they can stay in place and make their case from their home country. Thank you.
And when will you allow
the President Biden, he'll get down to the border eventually. Check out the not crisis there. And in the meantime, you have his DHS chief. He's saying the border is closed. He told NBC this. We will not expel into the Mexican desert, for example, 3 orphan children whom I saw over the last 2 weeks. Well, good for you. You saw 3 orphan children. Maybe you should talk to the Border Patrol agents who work there and see that every single day. He said a major focus of the Biden administration is rebuilding orderly systems in Mexico and Central America to discourage would-be migrants from traveling to the U.S. border. It says they're elevating their messaging so that individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. Look, day late, dollar short, pal. They're already there, and we're forking out $86 million to put them up in hotels and things like that. Supposedly, they're not separate, you know, not sending the children back is what they're saying. They're sending back single travelers and adults and bullcrap. All right, they're not separating families. You know, they're keeping kids and families. And what's really disturbing is, okay, look, wouldn't my own kid go to the beach by themselves? These young kids are coming up to the border on their own. Where are the parents here? They're not all orphans. I know there's a lot. I mean, trust me, I understand what's south of the border. I've actually been to many countries south of the border. But there's something fishy going on down there. This idea that all of a sudden, oh, we're telling them not to come and all of a sudden, good. Because you want to know why? It's not because they know. It's not because they're trying to cover up something. It's because they can't control, even though they think they can. I've been watching a lot of these conferences and back and forth and things like that between the new administration and Republicans, especially, and people in positions of authority where they're actually managing operations and stuff. These people are so arrogant in the way they talk down to everybody. They think they can actually control this stuff. They've got this grandiose scheme in their minds that's gonna flop and fail miserably because they think they have more control than they do. So this border situation, I mean, I think according to Biden, what he's saying is they're thinking about implementing what Trump was doing, which is stay on your side of the border. You know, hey, you're gonna wait in your country of origin. But I will tell you that the people that are suffering the most are the people that are getting their hopes up based off of weak leadership. This is weak leadership. Biden should be down at the border now, taking care of, or at least his VP taking care of the situation, showing that we have some leadership and that we actually care about the people along the border as well as the refugees coming in. But this situation is way out of control. And like I said last week, it's just going to get worse. I think I even said mark my words, which means you should probably mark my words. But this Mayorkas guy he's a puppet. And when you have weak leadership at the top, it's going to trickle down that way. And people are not going to have confidence like they should in their leadership. And all they're going to do is CYA. And that's what we're going to see a lot of in the future. Speaking about human trafficking, which is what is going on along the border, I'd say government condoned human trafficking is what's going on along the border. It seems that now that this guy, this Robert Aaron Long, who's become labeled a white gunman, he came out and said, no, this wasn't, you know, motivated toward Asian people. And the trafficking and exploitation of Asian females specifically has been going on for a long, long time. I've seen that as well, especially in Southeast Asian countries where I've visited and seen the sex tourism and things like that that's going on there. It happens here too. When you see massage parlor and it's in big lights with those huge bulbs that looks like a strip club, typically understand that that's a little bit more than massage. This has been going on for a long time, and those massage parlors are predominantly run by Asian business people. I shouldn't say business people, I should say criminals. And this has been going on for a long time. Trafficking and forcing a lot of these women into doing that has been going on for a long time. And nobody's talking about that. All they're talking about is race and racially motivated activity. This didn't have anything to do with race. I mean, actually, it does have a lot to do with race, but it has more to do with exploitation of people coming into this country illegally and legally and being used and abused and exploited. And nobody is talking about that. It's really frustrating me. Every news story I read through, it's about race, and then they're starting to build this, you know, it's drawing attention to the a lot of the violence that has been happening toward Asian people, which I think is good, but they're spinning a narrative now to try and craft it into a gun thing. Of course, they're going to take advantage of that. They're also spinning a narrative of it's racially motivated, so if you're as loopy as this dude is, and you're going to go out and kill eight people, typically if it's race related, you're going to say something about it being race related. That is actually an MO for those kind of people. Dylan Roof, yes, it was race related and he made it known. Okay, this guy, he specifically stated after killing these people, I have a sex addiction. I thought I could take away the problem by killing these women. He also killed white women, and I believe it was an Army veteran. So five of the people who were shot in Cherokee County, Georgia, were two Asian women, a white woman, a white man, and according to police, a Hispanic man. And then in Atlanta, all four victims were Asian. Back to the point, okay, if we're looking at statistics here, most your massage parlors that have that tendency to be engaging in criminal activity are people of Asian descent. This has been going on for a long time, and all of a sudden, you know, they're going to take this and use it to try and pit people against each other again. Well, good luck, because you get into the specifics on the stats and you're going to find stuff that you don't really like, and it's not going to fit their narrative. It will be interesting to see what happens with this, what comes out of it, but I do know that what should be coming out of this is a focus on why these women are being used and exploited by men at these massage parlors, and that is not even being talked about at all. That's frustrating.
What study shows significant reinfection, hospitalization, and death after either natural infection or the vaccine? It doesn't exist. There is no evidence that there are significant reinfections after vaccine. In fact, I don't think we have a hospitalization in the United States after the two-week period after the second vaccination. We don't have a death in the United States.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild type versus variants.
And what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming
you're
more dominant.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
you
it, have the it isn't based
that we're
on
going
conjecture.
To get variants. So you want people to wear a mask for another couple of years.
No,
you've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No,
you can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it. And yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated.
No.
Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever.
Oh, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I think Rand Paul summed it up. I just got to say, I don't know what Fauci's motivation is. I do know he's the highest paid government employee in the United States. He's been doing the same job horribly for the last year or so. And I don't know why he still is there. The point of having to wear two masks after you're vaccinated doesn't make me want to go get vaccinated. What's the point? You're using, you know, I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just saying it's not instilling confidence. Again, leadership, weak leadership, weak leadership. This seems to be an ongoing theme in our country, and it is going to get people killed. And people are going to ignore what he has to say. That and the fact that he talks down to people, why would you listen to somebody like that? He's not speaking from a place of authority. Yes, he's educated. You get that. He is not a leader. He's not a leader, obviously, because if he was a leader, he would figure out better ways to convince people of doing what they should be doing and instilling confidence in them, like I've said over and over again. But he doesn't. He gets snooty and snide and is constantly on the defense and constantly being questioned because he's been wrong a lot. So thank you, Dr. Fauci. I will not be wearing two masks. I will wear my mask out in public for as long as I have to. Oh yeah, by the way, it's 3 feet now, not 6 feet. And it should have been 3 feet the whole time. I wonder how many missed opportunities and relationships were happened because of that 6 foot rule. Anyway, look, I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. Do your own research. I will tell you though, I am an expert in leadership, and Dr. Fauci is the worst front man in the entire world. I don't know why they picked him to be the guy. You can't be effective if you can only convince half the population that it's right. If you're actually there to stop something and you truly believe that what you say is going to stop that from killing people, then you need to convince everybody. But he's not. He's only convincing half. So good luck with that. On that note, be on the lookout for, well, the Bolo Brief. Be on the lookout. That'll be on Thursday, and we'll be talking about North Korea. Also, I'll be starting to release some information. Going to do a series of podcasts on the World Economic Forum instead of a documentary style film because there's just too much there. And it'll be easier just to talk to you all about it and put the sources in there for you to research. I will tell you though, everything that is happening right now in our country is directly related to the World Economic Forum's vision for our future and the ultimate ruling of the technocrats over us dumbass people who can't seem to, you know, keep things in check ourselves. It is very interesting, though, studying this and the roots of the individual in charge and the people that are connected, some people that you might have heard of before. So be on the lookout for that, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day.